Ken Sim not only won the October 15 municipal election with adult voters, but also took the mayor's seat when local students cast their votes. The city ran a vote for grade 4 to 12 students, giving them a chance to experience what it's like to vote in a municipal election while still in their youth. You have to be 18 or older on voting day to vote in an election in BC. In Vancouver, participating schools received free learning resources and election supplies, says the city in a press release issued after the general voting day, October 15. These resources inform students about local government and the election process, while encouraging them to research into candidates and foster dialogue among students and their families. In the mock election held in early October, more than 7,300 students cast ballots in Vancouver, representing 58 schools. In the end, Ken Sim won, with 38% of the vote, according to the city. That's slightly under Sim's win in the actual polls, where he took 50% of the vote. Incumbent Kennedy Stewart finished in second again, as well, with 23%, just under his 29% on October 15. Colleen Hardwick finished third in both elections, with about 10% in each election. While the mayoral race mimicked the adult vote, council diverged. While Sim's a better city, ABC party won 7 seats with all candidates running for council getting elected. They had no such luck with students as only count. Sarah Kirby Young getting a council seat from the youth, she was the top vote-getter in the city on October 15. The only other two councillors that were elected on October 15 and by the students were the Greens' Pete Fry and Adrian Carr. Vancouver students' top choice for council was Dulcie Anderson, who ran with Forward with Kennedy Stewart. In second was Carr, while independent Amy, Evil Genius, Fox took third. Rounding out the council as per the students' vote was Asha Hayer from Progress Vancouver, Sean Nardi from Team, the Greens' Michael Wiebe along with Alvin Singh and Tessica Trong, both with Forward. The election and students' vote were a little closer when it came to the school board, where the two groups only agreed on 4 candidates out of 9. ABC's Preeti Fareedcote and One City's Jennifer Reddy along with Janet Fraser and Lois Chan Pedley of the Greens. The students again shied away from ABC, and instead voted for Vision Vancouver's Steve Cardwell, Hillary Thompson and Aaron Leung, One City's Kyla Epstein, Nick Popple from the Greens and Hillary Thompson.